Accountability is God's job. But it's not solely God's job. No, it's our job too. We will be the plan. We are never going to give up. When the truth is known to the entire world, we are going to have extreme accountability.
So you've, of course, seen all the headlines. You've seen the hyperventilating TV segments, the shrieking on Twitter and Facebook from the clueless. COVID is coming back. Yeah, the regime needs its power back, which means that they need their virus back, too. So this new magical, mysterious variant is here, and it's spreading around the world, or so we're told. We've never even isolated the original virus. It's very scary, though. You better hide. Run for the hills. The disgraced World Health Organization is, of course, all in on this new pandemic threat. As of this year, they have this new global pandemic protocol called PRET, short for Preparedness and Resilience for Emerging Threats. No doubt, the WHO is just dying to give this new protocol a spin. But where they're mistaken is in thinking that we'll just go along with it. We're wise to their games now. We're not going to fall for them a second time. Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger is a former WHO employee, now turned whistleblower. She spent more than 20 years at the University of Geneva in Switzerland, and she's worked as president of the Geneva International Network on Aging. Well, Dr. Astrid was one of the first people to present evidence of contaminants existing within the mRNA shots. Those contaminants, she said, included graphene oxide, parasites, metals, nanocircuitry, and radio frequency identification for 5G connectivity. So with this pandemic on its way back, we knew that we needed to have Dr. Astrid back as well. And to that end, she joins us now. Dr. Stuckelberger, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. So this new virus is coming. First and foremost, can you explain to me, as a former World Health Organization official, how can we have a variant of something that we've never located or isolated to begin with?
Well, that's the whole point. They're going on a narrative now. It's very clear for everybody. And I was trying to draw an algorithm of what they're doing exactly. Because with their announcement, you know, with US FDA started to announce that COVID is back and we need an update of the vaccine, which is never seen before. What they're doing is they are creating the whole scenario themselves. And since the beginning, they have implanted in the policy, in the texts, in the minds, and especially with the media. The media is very responsible. Because you see, if you did not have Reuters yesterday, not even 24 hours ago, announcing that there is an update of Pfizer and Moderna vaccine because there is a spread and not only rumors, but there are cases of people with this new variant of COVID. It's like, are you going to stop now? It's over. COVID is over. No, it's not over. And that is to my big surprise. I went to see all the texts of WHO, and WHO is actually now having a high-level meeting at the UN General Assembly, which is meeting all the heads of states every year in New York. And what are they doing? A declaration where they have paragraph after paragraph are repeating that COVID is there to stay. COVID is going to has so many variants. We have to get prepared. So their mantra is clearly to trigger the trauma in the brain of people and emergency, because with emergency and trauma, people will react, and some, unfortunately, will run to another jab, which has never been validated. So we know that this algorithm is totally fraudulent, from case zero, never identified, to virus, never identified, isolated, contagiousness, never analyzed, causality, never analyzed. That's protocol of Koch, you know? That's what we have taught in the WHO. So this protocol of Koch, nobody talks about it when it was the number one thing when you suspect it's an infectious disease. But you always have to control that it's not something else, that the water has been contaminated, that there is radiation and you can't breathe anymore, and it's not a virus. And this is where I think it's crazy, because they keep on having this viral mania of wanting to impose to everybody that the only thing to fear is this virus, because it is mutating and it is very contagious. So they have this narrative, which the four main medias, Reuters, AFP, and AP, American press, are dribbling out and rolling out all over the world. I just got from a journalist from France. When she knew I was going to speak, she said, well, look at this news in our journal. They're announcing the same thing. They're announcing that, you know, there is a outbreak of COVID in a little village in France. Same thing, that the vaccine is ready and Pfizer is ready. But not only that, they are adding to the whole picture each time you hear the news that, oh, go and get vaccinated because dengue is coming. We are getting ready for a vaccine. Or, you know, don't forget your children, to vaccinate your children when they're just born. So because they really want to grab now, the last resort is the little babies and the children and the pregnant women. And they announce in France that bronchiolitis has a new vaccine because it is a terrible disease. So it's always linked with the lung again. But you see, they're putting COVID and then they're expanding new words and new vaccines. And Pfizer and Moderna are fantastic. They have created so many vaccines, have never been tested. They say it's mRNA. Then they say, oh, no, it's an old technology. But what old technology? There's no justification. And there has never been any experimentation on animals. And, you know, it's we have to understand it is an algorithm. It's a systemic deception.
We have said, you know, on this program, after understanding that this thing has never been isolated, it's never been identified, as you said, causality, contagion, all of these things. We have talked to so many different experts on this program, from, you know, microscopy experts who've examined the blood of people who have been, you know, weaponized targets of this bioweapon. We've talked to people who've looked at the ingredients or the contaminants or the contents of these vials that they call a safe and effective vaccine. We've talked to epidemiologists. We've talked to virologists. We've talked to cardiologists. We've talked to biotech analysts and researchers and scientists. And after all of that conversation, from where we sit, what we're able to say, and after proven documentation that this was never a virus, but that this was a gain-of-function weapon of biowarfare that was developed at Fort Detrick right here in our country. It went to the University of North Carolina with Ralph Baric, and then it was offshored to ostensibly the Wuhan bioweapons lab called the Institute of Virology, or one of the dozens of bioweapons labs that are Pentagon-operated, CIA-overseen, U.S. taxpayer-funded in the country of Ukraine, where we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars. Or maybe in Sudan, where they're trying to stoke another civil war and another atrocity to enrich, you know, the Pfizer butt slut Lindsey Graham and all of his warmongering cronies. So we have said, this is a bioweapon. This was never a virus. The virus is fake. As a former
Biotech weapon. I always put the tech.
Okay, sure. Biotech weapon.
No, thank you.
As a former World Health Organization official, can you confirm that those suspicions are accurate?
What I can absolutely support you in your investigation, because this has not been done. And normally when you have deaths, or, you know, massive deaths, now we know there's going to be massive deaths, and we already have non-fertility, etc. The number one is to take all the experts, ask them. That's what we do in public health. That's why I can have the authority, and my expertise has always been to assemble the best data. So to prove to people this is the situation, and to politicians normally. But you did very well, because you have gone all over to take the data, and you can put the pieces of the puzzle together. So I really do validate everything I have seen, because it is very well done. And that's exactly what we should have done. It's a criminal scene, and a criminal scene is asking for data more and more. And normally when we have taught this epidemic, and the pandemic is when every country is touched, which has never really happened. Well, normally you have risk assessment. That's the term, you know, for health. And this risk assessment is not only infection. Infection is very little thing. It is chemical. You can have a chemical, you know, a toxicity in your lungs because of air, because of soil, because of anything, you know, chemical in plants who explode. So you can have, that was the four typologies, but there's even more. But there was infectious, then foodborne disease, then chemical, and then radionuclear. But to that, I will want to add the technology, radio tech, radio, you know, microwave radiation, and hypertronic systems that we don't even know because it uses very high frequency or very low. They know exactly what they're doing, and we know that with the content of this biotech vax that it is an emitter receptor. And so we are in a new, and so they are deceptive because in WHO, they have never used the radiation as a symptomatology of heartbeat, sudden death, or you can't breathe anymore, asphyxia, what happened in New York. This they have never done. Why? Because they have put a new agency in their game of the monopoly game they did with the United Nations. It's the Agency for International Atomic, the International Atomic Agency, Energy Agency. And this IAEA is in charge of radionuclear. But it is a very mysterious agency because when we were calling them to give lectures, I always asked them the question, and it came also from, the member states epidemiology units from WHO. They said, well, we have cases of people sick because of the radionuclear, smokes, etc. And they were always denying that. They always denied a link with radionuclear or radiation, unless there was polonium and, people die in very quickly with many of those elements of radiation and radionuclear agents. And this is to be investigated much more today because they are hiding to us a whole lot of stuff.
Karen Kingston, a former Pfizer employee, a biotech analyst, a very brave soul, who, by the way, is safe now, was probably the first person to say, and this program, the Stu Peters Show, the first major broadcast to air, that there was graphene oxide inside of these shots. And of course, everybody came out and said, no, there's not. They've now confirmed that there's graphene oxide in these shots. You were one of the first people to present the evidence that inside of these vials and inside of these injections, graphene oxide was confirmed. It's also been confirmed by Anna Mahelcha. It's also been found by La Quinta Columna and all sorts of, if you just look at it, you'll see it. I don't know why people are refusing to look at it. Parasites, heavy metals, nanocircuitry, radio frequency identification for 5G connectivity. All of these things, with all of that going on, and the fact that they're still putting this in this stuff, they're still pushing people to go get these, to get updated on their boosters. What does this tell you? Is this a depopulation event? Was died suddenly accurate in that regard?
Yes. Well, the fact that anybody would deny an expert, and many experts, who give us microscope and explain to us and are highly, experts, authority to do that, the people denying that are part of the psych-op. I mean, for me, they are denying a criminal investigation. They're obstructing a criminal investigation. For me, that it's a bit hard, but it's really clear, and it shows that it is very important. It shows that it is even more than that. I think that we are more and more surprised what we find, because I'm in groups, who have microscopes, and I always come back with frequency and biocoding the biology with your the technology and graphene, because you can actually emit the frequency of diseases. And we know that even Montagnier accepted, because Dr. Benvis knew that. So we know that there is much more to that. There is the radiation and the codes that they put through the ear that we can't see it. So that's where the deception is. They can even take over your mental. They can take over if you're a weak person or you took too much fluoride, in the food. They have intoxicated people. There's a whole group that has spoken to me, and I really would invite you to ask them more, who have mental attacks. And they are very conscious because they're getting out of that. And there are, and maybe that's how they have put to sleep everybody, and they obeying to the codes in the air. But I'm throwing that out, but actually it's very serious. I have even found some of the codes in some WHO papers, and I have made a report for all the judges in France in September 2021. So, I heard about the Quinta Columna and Professor Campra already in May 2021. So I said it on the news. I said, listen, we cannot deny that this has been found. This is a risk assessment obliges you ethically to go and investigate a doubt. A doubt is healthy, and they're not letting us. So this is even more interesting because it means it is the doubt becomes multi-level. The doubt becomes that there are people who have been prepared to be our controlled opposition.
If they're not letting you ask the question, then that means that they are doing this with a forethought and with intent.
Yes, definitely. Like the whole UN. The UN was done with intent. WHO constitution is just impossible to look at, to read the Article 21 of the WHO constitution and not think that this was premeditated. It is even, you know, the League of Nations was created after World War I in Geneva. And then after World War II, it became the best, you know, battlefield for of politics. And I understand now that this was premeditated. I mean, how can you put in a constitution, an Article 21, who tells you that you have the authority to change the definitions, to change the diagnostics, to put all the treatment, and to decide with the WHO constitution that you can decide about what marketing you're going to do. It's one of the sixth number in the Article 21. So not only the people who are censoring us have done this because it is all planned, but if you were on the bad side, I have thought about this very often. We can't think so bad, so far as they are, but you will, of course, anticipate that the person you want to hurt is going to defend itself, going to know, and going to change. So you have to make people believe that you can trust them and they are with you. You know, the Trojan horse. It's the Trojan horse myth. So we are today, and I see, even, you know, Karen went through hard times. I'm really sorry for her, but I really admire everything she said, and thank you, really. Yeah. For clarifying this, but we are in front of this Trojan horse now, and I see even in France there are people who will never say oxide graphene. That's for me the first sign. Then the second sign is they will keep on saying, like Dr. Von der Busch. I was on a debate with him in a conference in Geneva. He had the last word, and he crazy, I have to say it. He put up the finger and he said, but don't forget the virus. And I had to contradict him, like with Ryan Cole. I said, you cannot be obsessed with the virus. Disease is multi-causal. You cannot keep on telling the people who are here and leave them with the idea that there is only virus in the world. He actually worked for Bill Gates. And he was criticizing WHO, but not Bill Gates, during his conference. So you analyze. Now we are in a world where we analyze people with us in the expert groups and in the conferences to know where you are going to put them in your level of trust.
Where you're going to put them in the line at Nuremberg, too, actually. I've got
very interesting question.
With 3 minutes left here, I want to give you the floor. I respect your opinion, so I have to ask this. When the World Health Organization ultimately either gains the control that they want, or they are given the control by world governments like our fake government here in the United States, what do you think the end game is? What are they going to try to do? And how do we stop them?
Very good question. Their end game is much slower than what we think, but it is persistent. The end game, the first end game, will be in May 2024 at the World Health Assembly, where they will accept and adopt hands up, Article 19 of the Constitution. It's very easy. You need just 2/3 of hands up that you corrupted. And they will accept the International Health Regulation amendments, which is a real dictatorship on who decides, the Tedros, who has not been elected, officially, normally, can decide, you know, if there is a pandemic or not. And then the second text is what we call the CA plus, the convention or treaty, an agreement, which is not signed, but it's not finished. Then the UN Assembly in September, will all the heads of state and the whole system will say, we got them. That's what they think. That's the propaganda that they are doing, like we just discussed at the beginning. But I think that the only thing to do is to say no, to not pay anything, and to realize that our governments are part of the corporation it's a corporation. The UN is today a big monopoly corporation game. It is not at all representing our populations. It is just on their own. They're on their own. So if they're on their own, let them go on their own, because they are deciding themselves about the policy, about what we're going to say in the media. They're voting. They have 177 points for the UN Assembly for the next 3 weeks. Just watch that very carefully. And they are deciding their own little game, and they're voting for us. But this is not acceptable. They're using our money. They're using us like, little Las Vegas games. And they're putting even all the vaccines are actually shares on the market. So they're playing with us, and we have to get out of this. So they have to get out of our way. Let's put it on the other way. I think the momentum is very clearly that this corporation is going to fall down. I really have proofs and anyway, indices that there is a war behind the scene going on, very, very refined, and they're falling little by little. The media has to stop. That's maybe their propaganda tool. It was already in the World War II. They have used propaganda. So I would say that the media has to. I'm sure we're going to have help from up there, and that the plan is that we need to live this, so that people wake up more and that we can save more people, because we're not going to get caught. We're not going to accept this.
No.
And they can't force anything. You have the amendments in the US.
And we have to go on the offense, and we have to convene citizen grand juries and military style tribunals. I have said that they should be called Nuremberg 2. I think instead we should call them the Washington Trials 1.0. We've got cesspool of corruption that is Washington, D.C., and it is there that we can hold the trials and carry out the sentencing for those that are found guilty at the Washington Trials 1.0. I cannot
wait. Don't forget one thing. I have to say, sorry. Nuremberg and the International Court of Justice, the International Criminal Court, and Nuremberg have been co-opted by the UN. So if you have the graphic of the UN, you will see that WHO is directed by the UN Assembly, Secretary General with all the heads of state, and the heads of states are controlled by the Security Council, 5 countries.
Well, thank you for bringing to our attention
United States.
Additional people that need to be held accountable for their actions. Yeah. We appreciate that very much. We cannot wait to see you again.
Well, we have to
we
call
appreciate
it else.
Your optimism. Yeah, we can call it whatever. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, these people are going to be held to account, and they will face extreme accountability. Dr. Stuckelberger, you're an amazing person and a very brave soul, and we appreciate you being here. Welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
We are seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/stew.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. Heavensharvest.com.
I really wish I didn't have to bring you this disgusting news. But you know that holster company that I've been working with as a sponsor for the past 4 months, Vanish Holsters, they've just been banned. Yeah, even though they're legally allowed to purchase it, Amazon, Google, and Facebook just banned it for sale to more than 7.7 million Americans who live in a certain state. Now, the good news is they can't stop me or us from getting it in their hands, or in your hands, for that matter. Now, crazy enough, the reason that it was banned is because that holster, Vanish Holster, enhances the concealment of a weapon better than just about any other holster on the market. And even better, it works with 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. Best of all, using my link, you get it for $40 off. So lock in your special pricing right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. Again, that's VNSH.com/stew. Again, VNSH.com/stew. Filtersuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors, mRNA spike protein shedding. Filtersuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's filtersuck.com. Use promo code STEW for 10% off when you go to filtersuck.com. Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. StopMyInflammation.com. There's something about martial arts that has a way of dispelling all illusions. I mean, think about it. In basically any other part of life, you can lie to others. You could lie to yourself. You can embrace the delusion that your mask is going to do something, or that the government's mandatory shots are for your own good, or that the military is bombing some shithole country to secure freedom and spread democracy rather than to enrich defense contractors and NGOs and Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and Pfizer butt slut Lindsey Graham. But that doesn't work in a fight. No, two men enter, one exits. One man wins, one man loses. You can either back up your boasting and your bullshit, or you can take the shot that makes you go down. So it makes a lot of sense that mixed martial arts fighters are some of our loudest voices and boldest truth tellers in all of society. People who fight for a living can sniff out lies. They can expose BS. And so when you're confident enough to defend yourself with your own two fists, you're likely strong enough to stand up to intimidation from this illegitimate pedophilic regime. And that's why MMA fighter King Bao has distinguished himself as a loud voice against all kinds of regime evil. One of the biggest, of course, is the deliberate trafficking in children by our elites.
I feel I'm bred for this game, and I did what I said I was going to do.
My name is King Bao. I'm going to nuke the internet. That's what's about to happen. Nuke the internet, because why? The world needs it.
King Bao! Joe!
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with your winner, Joel Bauman. Joel, how you feeling?
I think it's about time to nuke the internet. Hey, Zuckerberg, I'm Shadow Ban God. This is the hashtag that I'm using because you keep censoring me and suppressing me. Very interesting how you censor and suppress me, but Instagram boosted a pedophile network on your platform. Very interesting. You condone that? You condone that, Dana? You condone that?
Well,
I fight to eradicate childhood malnutrition from the planet. That's what I do. That's why I fight. I fight for kids. I don't condone that. Also, Logan Paul, Jake Paul, I'm the influencer to influencers. If you want to fight someone, then let's fight to eradicate childhood malnutrition from the planet.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner, Joel Bauman.
So a lot of you might be wondering, what is that all about? Well, in early June, the Wall Street Journal revealed that Mark Zuckerberg's Instagram is the central social media platform for massive international cabal of pedophiles trafficking in child pornography and almost certainly actual children as well. So King Bao has been trashing Zuck so hard that he's been shadow banned repeatedly, but it doesn't matter. He always comes back. We've had King Bao on the show to talk about Jeffrey Epstein and his so-called suicide. But today we have another topic that we need to discuss with him. Monday marked the 22nd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. On 9/11, the towers came down, and in just a few weeks, they rushed through the infamous Patriot Act, the act that they said was to allow authorities to go after terrorists. But for this regime, the chief terrorists have never been members of Al-Qaeda or ISIS. No, it's always been the American people themselves. At first, this fact was kept quiet. But now, every day that passes, it becomes more and more obvious. Today, the FBI spies on Trump supporters and Trump himself, his campaign and his administration, people who attended the Catholic Latin Mass. We have an unprecedented national manhunt, which is still going on, to hunt down and imprison anyone who was present or even looked at the Capitol on January 6. So in short, a bill that was supposed to stop the CIA's own Osama bin Laden is now aimed at people like us and people like King Bao. But fortunately for America, they picked two targets who are never going to shut up, no matter how much pressure is brought on us. King Bao joins us now. Joel, always a pleasure having you. Of course, full disclosure, King Bao and I are personal friends. We talk outside of the show. Helping me with a tremendous workout regimen, by the way, which is not fake. What say you about 9/11, the Patriot Act? How does all of this kind of combine into what you've been doing, fighting to eradicate childhood malnutrition?
Well, September 10th was the day that Donald Rumsfeld announced the $2.3 trillion was missing. And then September 11th, the day the Pentagon was attacked, and the exact location the accounting office was that the $2.3 trillion went missing from. I mean, ultimately, bro, you and I have been talking a lot behind the scenes, and we've been calling all of this for a very, very long time in the agenda as to how they're going to continue to use things like the Patriot Act to censor us. I just had Chris Sky on a couple weeks ago, and it's like, if you can't see the dystopian kind of overhang coming in. They got COVID bots now that can scan you to say that you have COVID when we all know it's BS. It's just like, this is the start of communism. This is how they do it. They had to pull 9/11 to get us to where we are now. And we have to do something about it. We have to rise. And that's why I do what I do. And you do
it. And just shortly thereafter, obviously, we had the lies about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We had lies about Saddam Hussein ties to Al-Qaeda. Spoiler alert, neither of those things were true. So we had to change the entire narrative about why we invaded this country to begin with. And then that narrative was spreading democracy. Spread democracy in Afghanistan while warlords raped little boys. And we taught the importance of transgenderism to Pashtun tribesmen. We were spreading democracy in Libya. We were spreading democracy in Syria. At what point do people really reject the official narrative? And what do you attribute to the fact that so many people still buy into extremist Muslims, goat herding people with an IQ below 70, suddenly able to get into a Boeing 757 jumbo jet and work the avionics and pull military style maneuvers and crash them into buildings?
Well, I think you hit it on the nail when you started talking about, how we started to push the trans agenda and the gay agenda, in other countries. The Middle East didn't want us there. And part of the reason was because they know where a lot of the times democracy will lead to, especially when you have communist ties. This is all Marxism and communism and identity politics. this is what it's all for. And they don't want that in their country. And now I think it's becoming so obvious. And people like you, with your platform, have done incredible things on educating people, including, you know, myself. We've all done incredible things to educate the world. And I think that is why they have to suppress. That is why they have to censor. That is why they have to shadow ban. You know, Died Suddenly did 18 million, right? 18 million views on Rumble right now.
Just Rumble alone, yeah. Just our official channel.
And none of the mainstream media will touch it. No one will touch it, bro. So it's like the reason I do what I do is because they have to address it. They have to address it now. And it's funny, I know we were talking offline. I wanted to tell you this personally, but we got a title fight potentially next month, October 28th, for Game Bread Bare Knuckle. And you can imagine what I'm about to bring up. I knew that they were trying to cut me off. I could see, you know, the announcer was not necessarily happy with the things that I was saying. And we were going to get into all the Stu Peters Network fun that we talked about behind the scenes. But I had to kind of, you know, get everything out that I did. And George Masvidal is very excited to have me back. So we will definitely be shouting out the Stu Peters Network on the next interview.
Well, we appreciate that. You mentioned the shadow banning and, you know, the announcer even not wanting to talk about the things that you're getting into. So, I mean, just think about the former Twitter, obviously still owned by the government, still CIA overseen. It's a big op. We know that. But, you know, they're giving us the illusion of some sort of, you know, free speech platform here. But prior to that, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, if you mention 9/11, if you question the official narrative at all, you're just completely nuked off the internet. The old Twitter, the same thing. Now we're allowed to start talking about some of these things. Doesn't this kind of just show everybody when you ask a question and you're being nuked off the internet, and now in current times, fast forward to 2023, and we're indicting the rightful but former, according to the official narrative, President of the United States for questioning whether or not an election was stolen, for telling people on Twitter to go and watch hearings on OAN, and for asking, you know, the legislature to convene to investigate the 2020 election? I mean, we're actually looking at sending him away, or even the death penalty in some of these charges.
Stu, I mean, we talked about this, bro. You know, they got Owen Schroeder right now. They're trying to put Owen Schroeder in for jail for talking about election fraud. They are putting in the January 6th gentleman for 22 years. Like, you and I have talked about them coming for us, potentially. I feel like now is the time. The reason why I'm doing everything that I'm doing is because I'm going to get all the information out that I can before they might come for us all, so that we can establish what we need to get people ready to do something about it, if that's what it comes to. Because look, if they can come for the president or the ex-president, if they can come for a journalist like Owen Schroeder, then you and I are on the chopping blocks, bro. We're on the chopping block. So war is war, and I'm a warrior, so bring it.
Owen Schroeder over at InfoWars, and then of course Alex Jones. You know, Alex always talks about the globalists, right? He kind of lumps all of these evil-doing, satanic, you know, devil-worshipping sycophants into this, you know, one definition, globalists, right? We oftentimes talk about they coming for us. Who in your mind is the they? Who are the globalists that you think Alex is always talking about?
Oh, you definitely want to get canceled, huh? Oh, man.
I mean, hey, let's push the envelope here. I have always been about telling the truth. If it gets nuked off of one place, look, we'll go to another place. People want to hear it. They're going to come and find us. I could give two shits less. Who is it? Who's the they? Who are the globalists?
You know, I look at it as the families, brother. I mean, we know some of the big names. You know, some people think it's the Rothschilds. Some people think it's the Vanderbilts. It goes deeper and beyond that. They actually don't even use those names. They actually have different names. They actually change those names. So, you know,
I think the cabal is who we know them to be. I think that they use Christianity. I think that they use religion, like, you know, I think they use Muslims. I think they use all religions to hide behind all the evil shit that they do. I think they use Judaism. I think they use absolutely every religion, and they put it out front while they do whatever they want in the back. You can't have the Pope, and you can't have all these people in the Catholic Church doing god-awful things to children and then not, in my opinion, question whether or not they're actually what they're showing they are. Just like in Hollywood, these people are paid actors, and we know the things now that are happening in Hollywood. So if people can act and put on a front just like they do in politics, if they can act and they can put on a front, you don't think that they can do this at the highest levels in religion or any other place? I think that the cabal is literally just, they have faces up in front of us to entertain, to make it seem like things are happening, like policies, but behind the scenes, they're all in on it. And it's across all politics, sports, religion, science. We already know.
Well, I think the names that you mentioned are accurate. And I think that there's a few more as well. I think that you're right about using religion. Specifically, last week we talked about how many Jews are actually inside of Joe Biden's cabinet. The people that are making the decisions for the military-industrial complex, whether or not we're going to go bomb some country, how many more billions of dollars we're going to send to Ukraine, some country that means nothing to our national security or to the integrity of our borders. Meanwhile, our military is disregarding and completely ignoring its one essential duty, which is to protect our borders from a physical military-style invasion, which is what's happening here right now, and to protect its people against the harm that might come to them, men, women, and children, as a result of her physical invasion. But we're not doing that. And nobody wants to ask any questions. You don't think that there are millions of people in this country that are dying as a result of the nefarious activity that's brought here, that's coming across our border right now? Because they're not just coming from Mexico. They're all not just roofers, okay? I mean, these people want harm brought to the United States of America. And guess what? The regime calling itself the federal government absolutely knows that. They have coordinated this. They've implemented this. They've facilitated this. They have planned this, and they're executing this. What about the entire COVID-19 pandemic? 100% fake. Why hasn't the virus yet been isolated in the wild? Why are these tests that the inventor of, Kerry Mullis, said that these things are 100% fraudulent? Why is tap water testing positive for COVID-19? Because this thing has been in the works for a very, very long time. Why is remdesivir, a toxic drug used as the NIH's only allowed hospital protocol? Why is the administration of that remdesivir drug, which killed 53% of the people that tried it in the Ebola trial in Africa, why do you get paid, I think it's a 28% premium on top of the entire hospital stay if this is administered? This is a toxic poison. People are being sedated, separated from their families, ventilators shoved down their throat. They're being murdered for money, killed for cash. Millions of people. Let's not even talk about the died suddenly phenomena. Or we can. Everybody knows what these shots are doing. A patented pegylated lipid nanoparticle, which is a weapon of biowarfare. It says it right in front of you. They're willing to kill children, all kinds of them, strap them up to masks that we know are psychologically and emotionally detrimental and physically damaging. An entire generation has been completely damaged. So you don't think that they're willing to bring these towers down? You don't think that they were willing to plan an attack? We're not even going to talk about the anomalies of, you know, iron just turning to dust, but yet bathtubs and other things just left completely untouched and totally intact. Where's all the plane debris from the Pentagon? Why is the plane that's flying into the Pentagon a wingless plane? Where were the wings on this object that we have this footage of going into the Pentagon?
Yeah, I mean, bro, that was one of the most epic stupiders ever, because you hit it all. I mean, war is war. You talked about it. If they come for me or they come for you, we've already had this conversation. I ain't going, bro. I ain't going. Look at what they're doing. You have middle-aged men coming across the border. Millions. Some are Chinese. Some are from the Middle East. Military-aged men coming in by the hundreds of thousands. What do you think is actually happening? An invasion. This is how communism starts. I believe they're trying to make the U.S., the next Middle East, and then buy it for pennies on the dollar. When all of us are the f*** out of here, excuse my language, but when all of us are out of here, now they get what they want. Now China can literally buy us for pennies. So, people aren't ready, man. You just hit it all on the nail. If you can't see it at this point, then you're almost a casualty of war. Think about how many people didn't see the whole shot epidemic, but did it. Died suddenly. They didn't have the information. They were a casualty of war.
And how many of them now regret their decision to go and take it or take their kids to go and get it and are unwilling to say so out loud because they don't want to admit that they were duped and can't think about what they've done to themselves or even worse, what they've done to their children or grandchildren?
You know, I think that it's becoming, I told people many, 2 years ago, I started telling people, I believe this time is the great humbling, bro. I believe, you know, some people were using the great awakening hashtag. Nah, man, this is the great humbling, because the only way you can get better and the only way you can have wisdom is if you become humbled. I'm a martial artist. I came to Jackson Wink, one of the number one gyms in the country, to learn from Coach Wink, one of the best coaches. I had to humble myself to get here, to gain information, to know and become what I am today that people notice and look at as a wise, experienced martial artist. The only way to have wisdom is to humble yourself. And I have many people in my personal life who have taken it, who are now coming to me asking me, what should I do? How do I handle this? What's the best way to move forward? So I believe the tides are turning, and I believe it's because of people like yourself. I believe it's because of things like Died Suddenly and Final Days. You know what I mean? I think now everybody's getting the information, bro, and this is where the tides turn. I don't believe it's over yet. I believe that we have an opportunity now to continue to shift consciousness forward and prepare people for whatever happens next. I know you and I are ready, but now we have to ready everyone else.
What does that look like? I've got a minute left here. What do you think it looks like? What does victory look like? Is it something that's physical? Is it something that's kinetic? Is there a political solution for this? Can we vote our way out of this?
No. It depends on what they do next. I mean, at some point in time, everybody's now seeing what it is, man. Everybody's seeing what it is. You can't not just have that epic rant and all this information out there and people not know what it is. So now it's the threshold. How far are they willing to take this? In New Mexico here, they just try to get rid of guns. They just try to make guns illegal for the next 30 days for law-abiding citizens. It's going to get to a threshold where we can't take it anymore. And I believe that's what's happening. And when it happens...
Make no mistake, they, whoever they are, whether it's the Zionist cabal or the Rothschilds or the Vanderbilts or, you know, I don't even believe that Tony Fauci is really the real fall guy behind COVID-19. He's just a guy that's following orders. He's the, you know, the scapegoat. He's the puppet. He's the front man, the face. Easy to get rid of, easy to take care of him, while they behind him being the puppeteers and the financiers and the criminal central banking cabal, continue along with the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization. World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab just said that he thinks the WEF should have total control over international governments across the face of the planet. They're not shy about saying what their intentions are or what they want to do. And so I think that, you know, as we watch this, you know, kind of unfold, all of these people, all of these players, I think, you know, that are outing themselves, that are really running for the hills, is a signal to me that you're right, that we're not out of time. And I think that, you know, when somebody runs, usually the person that's pursuing them is usually the victor because they have a purpose. Somebody who's running away from somebody has lost all purpose. And so I'm optimistic, I have to tell you, but I do not believe that we're going to vote our way out of this. And everybody over here is laughing right now because I was about to ask if there was a political solution, and we all know absolutely not. When's your next fight? When and where can people watch, and what should they look forward to?
We're trying to get on this October 28th card, make a quick turnaround, and we're going to nuke the internet again. It would be for the middleweight world championship in bare knuckle MMA. So very, very big opportunity. And what's going to happen next? We're definitely going to have the conversation of died suddenly and, they're going to have to answer to King Bao and the Stu Peters Network.
I love it. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. I know that nothing's going to stop you. We'll see you real soon.
Yeah, sounds good.
If you're over 35, your enzyme levels have already begun to decline. Why should you care about that? What are enzymes? Enzymes are the workhorse of digestion. They break your food down into usable macro and micronutrients. Now, research shows that by the time someone hits 65, their saliva and pancreatic secretions, both of which are involved in enzyme activity, could have declined by as much as 50%. That's catastrophic. I mean, this decline creates chronic indigestion, and that sets the stage for gut issues and yeast and mold overgrowth, even malnutrition. Masszymes is the most complete, most potent digestive enzyme I have ever seen or experienced. That's why we have them here on the program. Masszymes not only contains more protease, it contains 13 additional enzymes, including lipase for fat digestion, which work at every pH level from 2 to 12. In other words, at every stage of digestion. And now you can try it risk-free. Their 365 full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. If you don't feel how Masszymes help you upgrade your digestion and power through your food, their support team will give you a no-questions-asked refund. Go to buyoptimizers.com/stew. Again, buyoptimizers.com/stew for 10% off. Use promo code StuPeters10 at checkout. Buyoptimizers.com/stew.
What does the federal government do with your tax dollars? They waste billions in Ukraine. They give over $2,000 a month to illegal aliens invading our country. They murder scores of Americans with the corona hoax bioweapon jabs. They cheat in the elections and take away your voice. And when you complain about it, like the peaceful protests on January 6th, they put you in prison, torture you, and make up phony indictments against you. The enemy wants you to be a powerless slave that shuts up and does as you are told. But there is a way out of this tyranny. Freedom Law School has been teaching Americans for over 27 years that no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. None of their students who have stopped paying have gone to prison or had their bank account and property stolen by the IRS. Go to freedomlawschool.org today to take 5 steps to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Totally free to set you free. Go to freedomlawschool.org today.
I don't believe in the process of elections. I believe it's all rigged. I believe that they're all stolen. And the more I talk about this with experts every day, the more I'm convinced that we're living in this movie. It's all fake. But let's just say that somehow, magically, overnight, we return to this constitutional republic, two-party representative government system where your vote counts and it's real. There's not a single candidate who's willing to throw their balls on the table and stand up to do the right thing. The institutions that we rely on, the government, the legal system, the media, all of them seem to be increasingly focused on their own agendas rather than serving the interests of the public. We need to recognize that we can't count on them to save us. So you have to save yourself. And part of saving yourself means protecting your future. That's why I partnered with Gold Co. Because I believe that they can help you get into gold and silver just like they did for me. Here's the facts. Gold Co. has helped protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people just like you and me. And right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver with qualified orders just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect 50 grand or $500,000 or more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from their out-of-control, corrupt government. Don't be a victim. Call Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD or go to goldco.com/stew.